It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And this is a very special episode. It's the second one that I'll be editing in a single day. I may or may not survive this experience, but something has happened in our beloved game that requires further scrutiny. And you know when those things happen, it is our obligation, our duty to bring it to you.
We would never let you down, Pitt.
Today, the day after last night's cataclysmic episode in which Claire Crawley blew up the Bachelorette and Tayshia Adams was immediately crowned as her replacement to be only the second ever Black Bachelorette and the first Black player to hit 1 million Instagram followers, we can now report that did happen early in the morning today, Friday, November 6th. In the wake of all of these things, the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast, hosted by Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin, put out an episode today that was recorded on Election Day, but it came out today, and it features who? Claire Crawley and Dale Moss. It is the first time they are, in quotes, speaking publicly. Again, even though this was recorded on Election Day, on Tuesday, it came out today, and this is the first chance that we have as Bachelor Nation to hear them speak together to us, their audience. And the entire podcast was 1.5 hours long. It is not necessary for you to listen to all of that. We listened to all of that, and we distilled it down to the most important 9 minutes and 47 seconds. We are going to be playing those clips for you now and analyzing them and telling you what is important about them. This is a segment that you have come to know as...
Digging Deeper.
So for those of you who have heard a Digging Deeper episode before, you know how this works. For those of you who don't, this is how this works. We play a clip, and then we come back in, and we analyze it. And then we play another clip, and we come back in, and we analyze it. It's a very simple format, one that works well.
Clip, pit, clip, pit, clip, pit.
And here is the first of those clips.
Like, I've been a part of the franchise for almost 7 years, and still... like as thick of skin like as anybody can have with all the hate that's going on, with all the negativity that's spoken about this. Like, I get that I am not for everybody. I get that everybody might not do what I did or agree with what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, this is all for love. Mm-hmm. And to be sitting here just feeling that feeling of love at first sight. Granted, it's not the norm. It's not what people are expecting or what people are used to, but how can you predict something like that? There's no way to predict it. Mm-hmm. And I think honoring yourself, honoring your truth, I don't comprehend with all the negativity, like how people can take that any other way than something that's beautiful mm-hmm. to me. And even, I don't know, I try to rationalize all the hate too in my brain. I'm like, I know that it's a different type of year. It's COVID. It's the elections. Like, there's a lot of high stress things going on and people need this outlet, I guess. And we're an easy target, this relationship, to easily point fingers and judge. It's easy to just spew your hate on something from the inside to get it out. But I think I really do hope that people take a step back when they see this and watch it to know that this is just stemming out of like pure love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, whatever happened to get us to this point, even though a lot of this has been, you know, overwhelming at times, just from just even having to see and deal with some of the things, like Claire, just like on the show, has handled everything with such class and elegance. But like whatever happened, it's got us together here right now. And we committed from the beginning and we both felt it. You could see it from episode one. And then after this last one, you know, it's undeniable. So whatever had to happen so we could be here together, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
Do you agree that people hate Claire because of COVID and the election?
No. This clip was fascinating to me. This is right at the top of the interview when Claire and Dale first come in. And Rachel is asking them about the backlash that she's getting, et cetera, et cetera. And she, as you said, blames it on the election and COVID. These players very often fail to understand a very simple principle that applies to all of them. They are celebrities. They are famous. Anyone who is famous incurs this exact same kind of hatred because the fan base feels that they have some ownership over these people's lives, their actions, that their judgment about why they're doing anything they're doing is correct and just. And she somehow fails to understand that. She seems to think she's in a normal relationship with Dale and that they should just be left alone to lead their lives. Unfortunately, she's been a reality television star for 6 years and she will never have a private life. And so every aspect of her relationship will not only be scrutinized, but judged by literally everyone. I will say the same thing to her that I would say to anyone. It's a very simple thing if you want privacy. Delete your Instagram account.
It's Lucy in Protocol. You knew what you signed up for. By the way, before this, Rachel and Becca ask if they're married. And Claire's like, no, he's my fiance. And Rachel says that they're glowing. She glows them. The glow is usually reserved for the hometown's portion of playoffs, wherein a family member will say the player has a glow or a sparkle or a twinkle, etc. And that makes the relative or friend think that the player is in true love and is very for TRR. I just thought it should be mentioned that she does that.
It's a crown glow, technically. You know, technically it's not a glow, by the way. The reason that I'm fucking laughing my ass off at this is that you're like, she glows her hair. You don't see anything now unless it's in game terms. They're just on a fucking podcast.
Are you kidding me? That's how I broke down this entire interview. I was like, okay, we got a PTC here. We got a Rach glow.
Oh, fuck.
I also thought it was very funny because they're like, oh, we have butterflies. And Becca is like, enjoy that time. She says, enjoy it because it goes by so quickly. Enjoy the butterflies of an on-camera engagement. The next thing you know, he'll be in a purge mask sending dog whistles to white supremacists and you'll miss those butterflies.
Becca only sees everything through the lens of Garrett. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, this always happens in these interviews where they're like, stop bullying us. You know, it's like, ugh. And blaming it on COVID, like you said, it's, to me, the real reason that people seem to hate her so much is, one, she is a celebrity. You're just going to incur hate at that point from someone somewhere. Some contingent of the people who are aware of you are not going to like you. And two, she did blow up The Bachelorette. That phrase is literally said by Chris Harrison, who is the mouthpiece of the show itself. So the attitude of the show is that she blew up The Bachelorette. She has kind of invalidated the game portion of it, which, whether people know it or not, that is why we're watching.
And it's invalidating the experience of the viewer that, like, you've signed up to, like, watch this whole thing. Like, how dare you question it? This is true love. Like, you shouldn't get more episodes.
And so that's the tone this interview kind of started off on. And now, let's get to the next clip.
I will say, Claire, you just said you try to rationalize that hate and, like, how mean people can be. You're never going to be able to. Like, that's...
like, it blows my mind.
It's unfathomable. And it's so sad that people think this way because, like, your relationship is truly stemming from the most pure place. Like, you guys are just simply two people that fell in love. And everyone's journey looks different.
And here we have Becca Kufrin saying, you're simply two people who fell in love. No, that's not correct. Dale Moss simply is an ex-NFL football player who has a couple hundred thousand Instagram followers, who is a model, who is trying to be on-camera talent for morning shows and whatever. Claire Crawley, even by her own admission, is a six-year-long reality TV star who is primarily dated in the reality TV world, in the public eye, and herself is climbing the Instagram charts. They are not just two people who simply fell in love. They are two reality television stars engaged in a parasocial romantic relationship with one another that we are now also all involved in.
I don't know. I think it's just these two crazy kids who fell in love.
I just keep thinking back to that hitchhiking story they both told about their dads. My dad hitchhiked to go meet my mom, and then they got married shortly after. Oh, mine too. Hitchhiking, all this shit. It's like, what stories are you going to tell your kids? Well, I went on The Bachelor the first time, and this is what I got down to the final two, and then this guy was a real asshole, so I told him to go fuck himself. And then I went on Bachelor in Paradise a couple of times, and then I wound up getting engaged to a guy on Bachelor Winter Games, and that didn't work out. So then I went on Bachelorette once, and I met this guy for 2 seconds out of a limo. I swear we didn't cyber, and now he's your dad.
Are you kidding me? Claire is a storyteller. She's going to have that story nailed down by the time she talks to her grandkids. It's going to be flawless. And it's going to be, you know, devoid of Benoit, that's for sure.
They were talking about in this clip about how they can't rationalize the hatred. I'm more fascinated with how Bachelor people rationalize normalcy in their relationships. You're just a normal romantic relationship. It's like, no, this is the furthest thing from normal you can possibly imagine. How many people have been on The Bachelor at this point, players and leads and stuff? I think around 600 total. 600 Probably. People of all time. There are more people who have played professional sports than that. It's such a small group of people who have had this experience. Such a unique and strange way to meet anybody. And you're dating in this, not only in the public eye, but through this weird construct of a game. It's not normal at all. And to rationalize it as that is beyond my capabilities. So when Becca's talking here about rationalizing the hatred, it's like, I'd like to have a very long conversation with her about how she rationalizes anything she's done post-Bachelor, you know? Are you ready for the next clip?
I'm ready.
When you're watching a television show like The Bachelorette, there's so many awesome, great, but dramatic and crazy and kind of like different parts of the episodes. But you're seeing, as far with us, you're seeing 8 hours, 10 hours of 250 hours that we were all taking part in. And so you see a blip of what the real picture is. And behind it all, it's like, yeah, there was a lot of hard things that were going on, a lot of dramatic things. But at the end of it, it's like this is why I went there. This is what everything I was looking for.
So you don't understand. When you have the full 250 hours, their relationship makes sense. That's the only reason you think they've been cybering.
This was the most important part of this interview to me. If you listen to any piece of it, it's this piece. This is the one that this entire hour and a half was fucking worth our time and our effort in this, because she reveals something that is true of all Bachelor shows, a kind of singular principle that affects all of them. The rest of this episode contains our complete analysis of this episode of Bachelor Happy Hour with Becca Kufrin and Rachel Lindsay interviewing ring winner Dale Moss and the most recently deposed bachelorette, Claire Crawley. If you want to listen to it, just go to our Patreon. Join us in the pit. It's that simple.
Patreon.com/Game of Roses.
We hope to see you all there, because if you do join us, you get 2 bonus episodes per month and an extra live video event every month as well. And this episode ain't even a part of that. Every once in a while, we just drop some shit like this in it when something important happens, when there's something that we feel is necessary to do, or sometimes when something just emerges from the pit that we feel is important for people to see, we throw it in our Patreon. That's where you can find all that stuff. So we hope you will join us there. And until the next time.
Praise be Lord Harrison.
It's Barb from The Bachelor. I know that you love me. Your friends at the pit, oh my goodness, they reached out to me also to let me know how much they really, really care for you and to say hello from all of them. This is a true, true blessing to be everyone together at the pit. So, hello from the pit. Hello from the pit. Hello from the pit. Get ready to watch more Bachelor. I know that you love me. Love, love, love me. Everyone together at the pit. Pit, 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 pit. This is a true, true blessing. A true, true blessing. A true, 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 true. Your friends at the pit. Your friends at the pit. Your friends at the pit. Watch more Bachelor. know that you love me. Love, love, love me. Everyone together at the pit.